Yaakov, just Yaakov. Story day, the Torah way, Rabbi Yaakov Englod. Good morning. We're still under Pesach Tishmaya, the Ashpo of the Yontif of Pesach. Hopefully, as the Yontif continues, Sir Sa'ima and Shavuos. This week's Seder is the Seder of Achrimos, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. I was thinking, is there a connection perhaps between Pesach and Yom Kippur? A loose connection, but we'll see, it's deeper than that. It's on Seder night, the Bala Seder wears a kittel, and on Yom Kippur we wear a kittel. But the truth is, it is very much, it is deeper than that. Because one of the reasons why we wear a kittel on Leila Seder, I saw brought down to Nagodov, to an earlier Sefer from around the time of the Gaon, Shuhela. He writes that we say in the Haggadah, Vayisham legoy melamishay mitzuyonim sham. Klal Yisrael were exclusive, were mitzuyon in Mitzrayim, and he brings the Gemara that Tamidei Chachamim are mitzuyonim, and they wear big day lavan, and he brings another Gemara that who are Malachi Asharis, Tamidei Chachamim Malachi Asharis, and the pasuk speaks about Malachi Asharis as lavush habadim, they wear white. So on Seder night, we want to commemorate the Yisham Legoy Mitzuyonim, so we wear white, like Tamid Chomim, like Malachim, we dress in a kittel, and we resemble Malachim. That's the reason for, one of the reasons wearing the kittel. He doesn't like the reason that's a symbol of Avelis, actually. He says, no, he's not happy with that. So still, Seder night, he prefers this reason. The reason that we want to resemble Malachim. And a Yom Kippur is the Ramah. One of the reasons the Ramah gives to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur is to resemble Malachim. So Leila Seder, we're resembling Malachim. On Yom Kippur, we want to resemble Malachim. And it goes further. I saw beautiful from the Gdal Yeshua, in the Oyer Gdal Yo, he says in this Yisedra, Nozov Vaviu, Achrei Moish Shnei Be'arim, Hekrivu Eish Zorach Hashem, Asher Lo Yitziva, Asher Lo Yitziva. What were they thinking? We can't understand. They were perhaps greater than Moish and Aaron even. But what was their thoughts? What were they thinking when they brought this Asher Lo Yitziva? And he says that they were under the assumption that Klal Yisrael had already returned back to the Madrega of Malachim. When Klal Yisrael, by Matan Torah, they had reached the Madrega of Malachim, they said, Nasa v'nishma, the Prophet says that's how Malachim speak, Oysa Devaroi, Nasa before the Nishma. And Malachim, they don't need the Nishma to do the Tzivui. They go straight into the Nasa. And although Klal Yisrael lost the Madrega b'chet ha'egel, they lost the Madrega, the Medrash says they lost Nasa, but the Hizara b'Nishma, they saw when the Shechina came down on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Yom HaShmini, so they thought that Klal Yisrael returned back to the Madrega Malachim, and if they're on the Madrega Malachim, they were back to Nasa and Nishma, and then we can, if you have a feeling that's the right thing to do, the Avodah Zarah Hashem, even Asher Lo Yitziva, Malachim don't need Tzivui. Malachim, they do it Oysa Devorah as it is. So they did they brought in the Keteres as though they were Malachim. And perhaps they themselves were in the Madrega Malachim, he says. But the mistake was that Klal Yisrael had not yet reached back that Madrega that Klal Yisrael were with Matan Torah. We were not yet Malachim. We did have Ashraz HaShechina, we did have a Tikkun, but we're still not on the Madrega of Nas and Nishma. It's only Nishma. And that's why Rachman al-Islam is Achrei Mois. But he says that there's one day a year that we return back to the Madrega of Malach, and that's, he brings the Pirkei Rav Elezer, which the Ramban brings, that's there's one nation in the world which resembles Malachim, and that's Klal Yisrael on the day of Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael can return back to that Madrega of Malachim, that's on Yom Kippur. Seder nights, when we wear the kittel again, we can return to a certain extent to this high Madrega of Malachim. They say about the Chasam Sofer, they say the Chasam Sofer, Neil Asid, I think there's an aides of his daughter, or so, that his face was shining so bright you couldn't look at him in the face. He was in such a high Madrega, it was much like a Malach. Seder night, everyone to a certain extent wearing the kittel, we can reach this is Yom Kippur is the day of year, and perhaps Leil Seder, when you reach the climax of it all, we can hit the Madrega of Malach. That's the Shaychus. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur actually reaches the Madrega perhaps even higher than Malach. Says the Kohen Gadol says, the Pasuk says, that no person is allowed to be in the Oil Moed when the Kohen Gadol is doing his Avodah. And the Yerushalmi adds, and not even a malach, which Pneim Kneim Malachim, even a malach can't be can't be there. The Yerushalmi actually asks, so how is it when the Kohen Gadol is not doing it right? How can the malach kill him? The malach's not meant to be there. So the Yerushalmi answers that if he's not doing it right, then he doesn't have this. But if he is doing it right, then not even a malach is allowed to, just, but the Kohen Gadol, yes. The Kohen Gadol himself, he's there, no malach, but the Kohen Gadol has reached the highest Madrega, the Madrega which the Yid, the pinnacle of a Yid, reaching a Madrega from Kodesh Kadoshim on the Yom HaKodesh, in the holiest place, in the holiest Zman, and the holiest person in Klal Yisrael. And yet Chazal say, Yukara hi mipninim, that Torah, Yukara hi mipninim, Chazal say, Torah is even more precious. It says, a Talmud Chacham, even Amoras, you're not Miuchas Lechlal. A Mamzer Talmud Chacham, he's not Miuchas Lechlal, but he's a Talmud Chacham. He's greater, Yukarahi, Mipninim, the Chazal Dash, in the words, Lifnaiv Lifnim. The Kohen Gadol goes Lifnaiv Lifnim, so he's the highest level of Kedusha. Higher than a Malach, a Talmud Chacham can reach that Madrega. I would like to read out a letter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is talking to, it looks like he's been mechazik a bocher, a young man, I don't know, somebody's learning, and he wants to mechazik him. And he wants to tell him the madrega that a person can reach when he learns the Eilige Torah. He writes, V'omnom ha'ish ha'zoicha li'yedias ha'Torah. Now in the brackets, there's a very high words there, what means to be zoicha li'yedias ha'Torah, okay. But he says, he's talking to somebody who, ha'ad v'zoicha li'yedias ha'Torah. So this is after brackets now. Who hoylech bein anoshim? He walks amongst people. V'nidme la'odom. He resembles a person. Haroye le'inayim kibenodom. He appears to the eye as a person. Aval, as he puts an exclamation mark there. Be'emes hu malach hagor im b'nei tzmusa. He's a malach walking amongst mortals. The chai chayat silus umeroimim al kol brocha usehila. That's the Chazon Ish is saying, a person is elevated above all, and at silus umeroimim al silah. That's a person who's zoicha to yedias ha'Torah. Can I just share with the oilam an anecdote? I was once by a simcha with an older gentleman, and he was zoicha after the war to be close to the So I thought, can you tell me a story, a memory? See, it's like an old Fatsat Shid. He said to me, "Hasamuga zayn a malach? Have you ever seen a malach?" He said again, "Have you hasamuga zayn a malach?" So he said, "Ichuga zayn a malach." He said, "I've seen a malach." Now that was the end of the conversation. Ichuga zayn a malach. So he didn't tell me much, but he told me a lot. He said, to see the Belzerov, Zechatzal, Kodesh Racha, that was, you could see Bechush. You could see Bechush, the Yikara, you could see, like the Chazon Ish says, when a person Zechat a high Madriga, he's like a Malach. He is a Malach, in fact, he's higher than a Malach. In fact, he's higher than a Malach. So let's, again, we can't claim by the end of the shiur we're going to reach the madrega of a malach, but at least the route to get to a malach, let's learn some Torah b'iyun with Siyat Dishmaya, because that is the path with which to be zoicha to greatness. And we've chosen something topical. We'd like to speak about Siras Oima. We'd like to spend time on one sif in Shulchan Aruch, really. The sif has actually more than one pshat, two, three, possibly maybe more pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. We'd like to focus on the Vilna Gaon's pshat in this sif. A very big chiddush. It's actually not lahalacha, so it'll be mochmi. It's not going to, in Mishabur, he paskins like the other pshatim in the Shulchan Aruch. But lemana chiddush, for the sake of this chiddush, we'd like to spend time working through this, a few minutes working through this Vilna Gaon's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is a simon top peites, which is the simon on Siras Oima, and Sif Gimel. This is halacha which comes from the Rishonim. They say it brings it from the Avudram, where the Avudram is bringing it from Machzeh Vitri, which I'm soon will see the Loshen, and we'll see where it comes from. But the Mechaber passed like this: Hamispalil Matzibu, somebody who's davening with the Tzibu, Miboid Yoim, whilst it's still day. Again, this is already a big discussion. What is Miboid Yoim? Is it really properly day? That means before this month of Safik Raila, which would probably mean from plug onwards until, let's call it Shkia, or whenever Bein HaShemesh actually starts, but before the Bein HaShemesh's time. So it's definitely not Laila, it's one pshat. The Shmur brings both pshat in. And the Gaon actually chooses the other pshats, where Biboid Yom means Bein HaShemesh's. It's not properly night yet, there's still an element of day in it. So it's Biboid Yom. So he's davening with the Tzibah davening early, in the summer, especially here. People daven Miboid Yom, and the minute it seems was to say Siras Oima then as well. But he would like to do Siras Oima more lechatchila. He wants to do Siras Oima later by night. So where should he go with this? How should he do this? On the one hand, the Tzibra is saying Siras Oima. On the other hand, he wants to do it by nacht. So the Machzeh Vitri says, the Chabad is passing it, Moine imohem, he counts with them beloy bracha, without the bracha. Ve'im yizkoir belaila, if he remembers again, by night, Yevorech beYispoir. He'll do a bracha by night, and he'll count by night. So that's what the Mechaber tells us to do. Make the sphere then, just say, let's say, Hayoim, Asoriyom, right? With the Tzibur. And later on, you'll do again another sphere with a bracha. The problem with this Mechaber is, which the Magen Avraham brings already, the Rashba already asks, the problem with this thing is, that Mimon Afshach, what is this man trying to achieve? What's he doing? If it's not yet the time to be a Siras Oima, what the Tzibur's doing is a good question, but what are you doing? What are you trying to do? It's not the right time. And if it is the right time, then you've done your Siras Oima already. And if you've done your Siras Oima, then you can't do it again, with a bracha. As I've read the Rashba, the Magen Avraham brings this, and here goes different mahalchim how to address this problem. So the Taz says no. The Taz says he's not really doing Siras Oima. Just he's part of the Tzibur. He doesn't want to stand out. So just do it with him. But that's not your really Siras Oima. The Taz again, a big chiddush. It's not so geshmak. The Magen Avraham goes down the route, and this is where our Mishabura paskins that you're doing it with a Tanai. In fact, our tznai that some people do for Krishna could be mekoyroi from this, that we do it with a tznai. He says, if I forget later, then now is my Siras Oima without a bracha, I'll be without a bracha. And if I remember later, then now is not a Siras Oima, I'm not yotza now, it was just nothing at all. And later on, I'll do my Siras Oima, brand new Siras Oima, properly Siras Oima, with a bracha. So that's the mahalach which really Mishmur Paskins. But again, the problem with this mahalach. So the problem with this mahalach is, I'll show you in a second, the Avodah himself brings out this problem. But the problem with this mahalach is, first of all, what the Taz says, we'll see in a second, it seems from the Rishonim that Tanai is not so poshut. That in itself is a big discussion. Why would Tanai not be so poshut? Not so poshut to make a Tanai. And perhaps the Mechaber it's very shver. I was talking to Tam Tochen last night. He says, yes. I told him about the Gaon. He says, yes, the Mechal is not mashma so much at Sinai. The Mechal is mashma the word at Sinai. Shvurot puts it in, but it's not so geshmak to learn the Mechaber meant with a Tanai. So therefore, the Gaon is going to learn it without a Tanai. But before we get to the Gaon, I want to the Beis Yosef brings the whole Avodram, and the whole Avodram, you see the Chayas Machlokes Rishonim going on. It's fascinating Machlokes Rishonim. He brings the first. The Avodram brings the massive victory. He's the one who says this. Hamasvala Matzim Bayyim Moinim Am Bloy Bracha. He adds in these words, which do sound a bit snidic, but the Chabad has mentioned these words. Meima Ami says to himself, Im Ezker Belayla Bebesi. If I remember later in my house, Echsev Avorich, I'll do again, and I'll bench again. Kedin the Nims Shloi Birachti Levatola. That way, I'm not doing bracha tola. I don't do bracha with the tzibur. This is the pshat. I don't do bracha with the tzibur because that might be not a good bracha. A bracha with the tzibur is too early. My bracha levatola. So I don't want to do that. So I'm going to wait for a bracha for later. Bim Eshkech. What happens if I forget? Harei manisi on mashuus limits. I've already done my tzvira. So those are the words of Master Vitri. Comes along the Avodram and he says, Aval Kosav Rambam. He says, the Rambam argues with this. So the Avodram says this is not universal shitta. This is a shitta Master Vitri, but the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Aval Kosav Rambam. Imano v'leibirich, somebody who counts without a bracha, yotza. He's been yotza to the mitzvah. The Chain Ikka and the Avodram says that's the shitta Rambam is right. So it would seem the Avodram is learning that the Machzor Vitri is saying, despite the fact that you've been done a sphere with a tzibur, nevertheless you can go ahead and make a new sphere with a new bracha with a bracha later. And the Rambam says, no, whilst you've done your sphere, it doesn't seem to give an option to do it tonight. Whilst you've done your sphere, you've been yotzer.
We're having not to be yotzer.
The question is, does that work? That's what Taz says it's mashal, and the Mechab doesn't seem to. That's the mishmar that you meant to do. Right? But I'm saying, the Mechab himself, and the way the Avodah himself seems to make a Mechab Shoshonim, it seems the question is, if you've done it, can you redo it with a bracha? And interesting, now here comes the next halacha, which is going to be Sif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch, which the Avodram carries on. According to the Rambam, once you've been yotz to the mitzvah, once you've been yotz to the mitzvah, you can't. Once you've said it without, even without a bracha, even if you do without a bracha, you've already been yotz. So then, here comes the halacha that we know that if somebody asks you, what's today? So don't say today is so and so. Say yesterday or so and so. That's the kind of sif dalet. So this requires this Avodram. After telling us the Rambam says that even without a bracha you've been yotzer, Sarach Lizoim, Yishasholei Schaveir, Kami Mea Sfira, Shigoyim Eloi Esmoil Hoyol Kach Vekach, Shimoyim Eloi Hayoyim Kach Vekach, Nimtza Shekva Mono, Vein Yochel, Lachzer, Velimnois, Bebracha. Okay, the Vedavka is ready, Gears Man of Sfira, only this man, if he's ready, it's early in the day, that's fine, you can say what tonight's going to be, but once it reaches Bein HaShemashah's time, then you should not anymore say what tonight's going to be, because you be Yotzer and you end up losing your bracha. And that halacha is passing in the Mechaba. Now, unless you're Mechaba not to be Yotzer, again, that would be the Eitzah, but you're not meant to be doing that. You're meant to say yesterday. So, now the Olim Meir notice that I've actually put a question on the table that the two Sifim, the Shulchan Aruch, don't actually add up together. Because Sif Gimel, the Mechaber has paskened the Machzor Vitri, that even though you made Tzeres Omer with the Tzibur, with our bracha, go ahead and do it by night, later. And the halach is really, if you say it Bein HaShemashah, especially from the way the Gaon says, Bein HaShemashah Redi Yotzer, so how can you, which is really the Rashba's Kasha, how can you do it later? Mechaber paskens that halacha. And the next halacha, Steve Dalad, the Mechaber paskens, that don't do Hayoim, say Estmoil, because then you won't be able to take a bracha again. So how the two pieces of Mechaber go together? So the halacha is okay, but again, Mishnah Berurah says in Steve Gimel you do the Tznai, and then Steve Dalad, it's not a Tznai. So that's halacha is safe. The way with Gaon's going to learn, we're going to end up Shved, I will forgive you for this one, but the Gaon himself married the Kasha in the Biagra. But we want to get to the Gaon's plan of it. We're trying to set up what is the Gaon's Mahalach in the mechaba, which seems to be the face value of the mechaba. So the Gaon learns the mechaba like this. So the way the mechaba reads, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be telling us that you've already done your Sfiras Oimah, which b'di'eved your yotzei, again, somebody who says Sfiras Oimah between the time of Ein Hashmashos, so b'di'eved is yotzei. And yet, this man wants to gain a bracha. So later on, by Nacht, he's going to make a new Sfira with a new bracha. So the question is, how can you make a new bracha once you've been Yotzei your mitzvah? And the Rambam says you can't, but the Machzor Vitri says you can. So what does Machzor Vitri holding? The truth is, you could even ask a question on the Rambam himself. Why does the Rambam have to speak it out? Since when does the Rambam tell you, if you shook a lulav without making a bracha, you're Yotzei? Who ever heard it? Yeah, if you do a mitzvah bracha, you're yotzer. But I need a Rambam to tell me in Sirah Sa'imah that you said the Sirah Sa'imah without a bracha, you're yotzer. Even the Rambam needs a bit of pshat. What's the Rambam? So the answer is, we're giving it all away already. The Rambam's coming after the Machzor Vitri. The Rambam's saying, no, not like the Machzor Vitri. The Machzor Vitri says, forget. You do it again. And the Rambam says, you're done. But Hogufa Kasha, what's the pshat? The Gaon says, Birchas Sfiras Ha'oima, here's the chiddush gone. Massive chiddush, huge chiddush. The Gaon says, Birchas Sfiras Ha'oima is not like a normal, not like a normal Birchas Mitzvahs. It's not a normal Birchas Mitzvahs. It's different to all Birchas Mitzvahs. Yeah, you make a bracha in your tefillin, your tzitzis, your lulav. There's a mitzvah and there's a bracha. Birchas Sfiras Ha'oima, he says, he compares it to Birchas Krishma. Unbelievable, he compares it to Birchas Krishma. The halacha of Birchas Krishma is if you're ready, you're Yotzei Krishma, so you've been Yotzei Krishma, but you still need to make your Birchas Krishma again. The Gemara says you're Yotzei mitzvah Krishma Yotzei, Birchas Krishma lo Yotzei. Says the Gaon, Sfira Sa'ime Yotzei, Birchas Sfira Sa'ime lo Yotzei. You've not been Yotzei mitzvah Sfira Sa'ime, your Birchas Sfira Sa'ime. And he's a hezba. But that's the mahalach of the Gaon. The Gaon says to compare it to Birchas Krishma, where you see a concept, although the bracha was niskan around the mitzvah, but nevertheless, even if you yotzei your mitzvah, it makes the bracha is not, you haven't yet fulfilled your key in bracha. Birchas Krishma, you haven't said Birchas Krishma yet. Go and say it again. So too, Sfira Sa'ima, although you fulfilled your Sfira, but the bracha Sfira Sa'ima is not done yet. You haven't done it right yet. Go and do it again. Now, the truth be told is, and that probably needs even more Ian really, but just as our aura, the Gaon's Tzushta is not imperfect, because in Kriya Shema, the halach is that when you do the Birchas Krishma again, you don't actually have to say the Krishma again with it. You can actually say the Mekradim, the halach, the Meister, it's better, yes, to say the Krishma inside it, don't miss out the Krishma inside it, but that's not because the bracha needs it. It's pashat. There's a halacha to daven mitoich divrei Torah. So when you let's say somebody in the summer, he says Krishma before davening. So then he says Birchas Krishma again. So strictly speaking, you could actually miss out your Krishma later. The only reason why you insert the Krishma later is to make the daven mitoich divrei Torah. But so there you see, interesting. You see the Birchas Krishma is very separate, very different, very, not terribly connected to the Krishma. Yet, Sfira Sa'ima, that's clear from the Chaba, that when you do your bracha again by night, you're not going to say bracha, you're going to say Hayoim. So it's interesting, the Gaon's compared the two, where it's not a perfect comparison, but the point he's trying to bring out is that you see a concept that the bracha is, although the mitzvah you've been yotzer, but the bracha of the mitzvah, you're not yotzer, which is only the only example he has is Birchas Krishma. No other Birchas Mitzvah fits that Hagdara. And that's the Machlokes, the Machzor Vitri, and the Rambam. The Machzor Vitri holds, once you've, even though you've been yotzer your mitzvah, but you still need to do your bracha again by night, because you've not yet been yotzer Birchas Sfiras Ha'oimah. And the Rambam, the way the Avodah at least learns it is, no, once you've done your Sfira, there's no more there's no more bracha. Pash the Ram.
Just to clarify, could the Machzor literally just make a bracha up an
island? No. That's what I'm saying. The Gaon is a comparison of Brichas Krishna, but not a perfect comparison. It's a comparison in that respect that what? You can have a bracha where even though the mitzvah which the bracha is for, you've read the bin yaitza, but yet you're not yaitza the bracha. The bracha needs to do the bracha, but Brichas Krishna doesn't need a Krishna to work for it. I'll tell you, now they've asked it, I think the Hezbollah, I looked up in Sima Samach what the Hezbollah is. I think the way it's working is, okay, I haven't been eyeing in Sima Samach enough, I'm going to Sirus Omer, but it looks to me, the way it's working with the Krishna is, that your old Krishna sort of fits to your new Brichas Krishna, and because the Seder's not Makav. It doesn't matter if you put it in the right order. So your Brichas Krishna's got a Krishna there. I think that's the pshat. It looks to me that's how it sounds like from the halacha there. So that's why it's not really so different. Whereas the bracha of Sirus Omer, there the Asher Kitshonu without finish off with Hayoim, that wouldn't really add up. That wouldn't have a pshat. Your Hayoim before then is not going to help you for now. So you need to make a new Asher Kitshonu, and you get now you do Hayoim. But the principle that the bracha is ma'akiv mineu bei, not to be kind of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is already long done, but you want to be yoitzer bracha Sirus Omer, not yoitzer bracha Krishna. That the Gaon's shelling too, and that is massive victory. And that's what the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Machzor Vitri is. The Gaon's even got a tzav to say maybe the Rambam doesn't even know. It's not unfortunate the Rambam doesn't even argue this. But we see something very interesting that it needs a Hagdorah. What does this mean? What does it mean that the Baruchah is not a Baruch Mitzvah, but it's part of the Sphira? So I saw in two sides an interesting Hagdorah before we. Brichas Krishna, I think I'm probably more comfortable with that. Brichas Krishna, yeah, I don't know, you're talking about the Moiras and you're talking about all sorts of other things. So I think if you can be comfortable, you need to do that again. But what does it mean that the Brichas Sphira Sa'oimah, I mean, it looks very much like a normal Asher Kitshonu, B'Zoyis V'Tzivonu. It looks like Brichas Mitzvah, doesn't it? So why should it be different to all other Brichas Mitzvahs? Why are Chazal sucking like that? So let's first. So I saw in two Sforim, I'll tell you the Sef Shem Amrei, the Sefer called Afikim Moyim, that's a Sefer which is a Talmud Rosh Shpira, Sefer Tzali Vrocha, and a Sefer Harari Kedem, it's a Rav Soloveitchik from America, Zerain Vrocha, that the Shtel Tzu, actually a different Gaon, who's explaining a very complicated Lachas Yevov. But just the point, there was a nusach in the Rishonim, fascinating. There's a nusach in the Rishonim that the way to do Sfiras Ha'omer is Asher Kitshal Masoyis Sivanu Al Sfiras Ha'omer Shehayoyim Asor Yomim Shehayoyim. And Be'er Heite says if somebody does it, it's okay, B'dievet. We don't do that, okay? It's not, we don't pass it like that. But there was a mahalach, a shit in the Rishonim, a nusach that you say Shehayoyim. Which means that the Sfira and the Bracha are connected. The Gaon's words are that the way Chazal and the Sakin according to the Shitta is that the Sfira is the Siyum HaBracha. It's the you finish the Bracha with the Sfira. So it's not like normal. You got the Kiyum HaMitzvah and you got the Bracha on the Mitzvah. No. This Shitta holds that the Chazal made the Sfira that it's the Siyum of the Bracha. That's how they did it. They incorporated the mitzvah Sirus Omer into the bracha. And they shtel tzu that sometimes Chazal do that. They actually revise, so to speak, slightly the mina Torah, the mitzvah, just to do a sira. And Chazal sometimes put a mitzvah into a bracha. Kiddush. Kiddush, for example. Kiddush, you can use Kiddush. Could be in a good Shabbos, you use Kiddush, possibly. Right? Nevertheless, you said a good Shabbos, you still made your Kiddush. Why? Because Chazal said the way to Kayim Kiddush is inside the bracha on a case of wine. It says a tzura how Chazal tells you to do it. Chazal, when Masakin, the way to do Sirus Ha'omer is incorporate it, make it as the siyum of the bracha. And this is the idea is that even if we chaylik with the Rav Yoh and other Rishonim who say that you say Shehayoyim, it could be, even though we don't say Sheh with the Shiyum, it could still be, and this is the Gaon what's learned in the Mechaba, that the bracha and the mitzvah Sirus Ha'omer are really one unit. The way Chazal said it is the Matzbeah, how Chazal and the Sakhid is with a bracha. the optimum way of being mekayem again. You even normal mitzvahs is halacha is arum leitra. You're not meant to make do a mitzvah without the bracha. That's because a mitzvah enhances the bracha. A bracha enhances the mitzvah. That's normally. But here Chazal Masechta Siras Ha'Oyim is the way, the correct way midrabanan to do Siras Ha'Oyim is with the bracha. And this Elch Yid who is scared to make a bracha b'atala because it's not yet nacht, so he did a Siras Ha'Oyim just in case he forgets later, okay? But he's not yet done the Siras Ha'Oyim according to Machzor Vitri, which Chazal Masechta, and Chazal wanted to do a Siras Ha'Oyim with the bracha. So okay, off you go. The bracha's makiv. That means to say, do your Siras Ha'Oyim again later. He wants some better now. Well, of course, you have to do Siras Ha'Oyim later. You do a Siras Ha'Oyim later with the bracha, because that's the correct way Chazal told it. Even if we don't pass the Shayoim, but it could be the Mechava and the God's name Mechava, Pshal Machzor Vitri, that you need the Hayoim as part of the bracha. Perhaps the Rambam's chaylik with that. Possibly.
That's why you have to say
Oh, so the Gaon actually, I'm going to leave it shlei, forgive me. The Gaon, l'chayra, there's ma'ayra, that though his pshat and mechaba leaves us with a problem, that Sif Gimel and Sif Dal l'chayra are not compatible. I looked up a safe called Damesek Eliezer on the Gaon. It looks like from him that he wants to learn the Gaon at the end, because of this kasha, it's going to be choyza from this pshat. I have a little eitzah possibly. That's maybe Sif Dal is more only eitzah tova. Possibly it's not Mikradin. The Mikradin, I'm not sure. But the Gaon's worries. What's the Gaon's question? It is the Gaon. We're on the right track. I'm just learning the halacha. I didn't know which way to go. But the Gaon is off the kasha, so we're safe. But the Gaon is understanding this new concept that the bracha of Siras Ha'Oyim is a bracha which is the Sima bracha. So let's try to understand it a bit, because it's interesting. Why should Siras Ha'Oyim be a type of mitzvah where Chazal made it different to normal bracha mitzvah? What should be the pshat? Normal bracha mitzvah, of course, Chazal wanted bracha mitzvahs and a mitzvah. But why should Siras Ha'Oyim, why should Chazal put the bracha and the mitzvah together as that's the way to make the mitzvah? What could be perhaps so again in that safe Afikim Mayim he says a two for a pshat, but let's something which is something one can say is what's the brichta mitzvahs? What is the brichta mitzvahs, Rabbi? What's the brichta mitzvahs? The brichta mitzvahs. So it's a shevach. It's a prayer. We pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the kedusha, the opportunity to do a mitzvah. That's the main function of the bracha. But the Rishonim say, our Rishonim will say, that we do Ovel HaSiyosan. Why should we do Ovel HaSiyosan? I'm going to read that Lashon Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, the Tam Zeh Shom Chachvein Zechon Rocha, the Varech HaMitzvah is Ovel HaSiyosan. Why do we Ovel HaSiyosan? Kedei Sheyiskadish Tchila. Become Kodesh first, Asher Kitshanu. Right, so I'm saying that they're ready, as soon as you're making the Bracha, the Kedush of the Mitzvah is ready surrounding you. The Yigale, and the Yodiyah, one of the functions of the bracha is not just to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu, but to actually put you into focus, put you into what am I doing now, what am I about to do. You're preparing yourself, and your frame of mind is I'm about to mekayim a mitzvah which is going to give me kedusha, which is going to be a kim of tzivah Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a bracha is doing. What's Siras Ha'Oyim doing? What's Siras Ha'Oyim? Siras Ha'Oyim is a very unusual mitzvah. Siras Ha'Oyim is almost all the Rishonim and the Mefarshim say that Siras Ha'Oyim is a mitzvah which is it's a hachana for Kabbalah Satayra. Right, the Chinuch says that it's to bring out our yearning for the great day of Matan Torah. The Ram says that's what it was then, historically. Klal Yisrael heard about Matan Torah and says, hey, when's it going to be? And they started counting towards it. So Siras Ha'Oyim is very much a preparation, a hachana, getting us into the mood, into the focus of Matan Torah. So much so, l'halacha even, there are poskim who say, l'vush al, say, why we don't make shechiyon on Siras Ha'Oyim, because it's not, he said, any mitzvah, which is not an end unto itself, it's a means to an end, you don't make shechiyon. Siras Ha'Oyim is a mitzvah which is a means to an end. It's a hachana, it's a preparation. We're trying to reach to Kabbalah Satayra, and Siras Ha'Oyim is taking us on that journey to Kabbalah Satayra. So therefore, so l'chayra, it's the bracha, every bracha mitzvah, and Siras Ha'Oyim share the same theme, the same idea, That's it's getting us into focus, getting us into preparation, getting us into the frame of mind of what's coming next. A bracha brings this. So there, Chazal said Sfiras HaOyim possibly, and the bracha here it makes sense to fuse the bracha and the mitzvah as one kiyum, because the bracha and the sfira are very much getting us into the frame of mind of getting into the kedusha and getting into preparation of where we need to get to. Perhaps. So what is our journey, Rabbi? So what is our journey? Briefly, of course, we can give a whole shiur. Of course, that's and probably has said, will be said, shurim on the journey that we're doing now in these few weeks. We started with 10 days in already. But the journey is, as we say in the Shem Yichud, actually the Shem Yichud is also the idea to get us, and the Rachel Yodov says that's the point of the Hinimuchim is to get us into the focus. But we say that the pasuk is we're going from the journey from the Minchas Oima, to the journey of the Minchas Bikurim to Shtei Alechem. That's the journey. And many Kadmoinim point out that Maral and others, that the Minchas Oima is a carbon of Soirim, of the Malchut Behema, and the Minchas Shtei Alechem is the Chitin, which is Malchut Adam. I'm sure it's been spoken about many times. Can I just share with the Oilim a beautiful smug, just to bring it out? The smug is Roshonim. Mamash Roshonim says that really this is our, not just the journey of Sfiras HaOyim, it's the journey of our life. It's the journey of our life. We're traveling. He says a person is a hybrid. A person is a combination of two opposing things, his guf and neshama. He says, Akash Baruch Hu's got Malachim, no point in Malachim, they got Das, haven't got Yetzirah. No point in Behemoth, they got Yetzirah, haven't got Das. I need to have the combination. And that's what we are. We are. On the one hand, we've got the goof, which is behemoth with all its animalistic drives, possibly. On the other hand, we've got the malach. Let's go back to Me'ena Psicha. Okay, this is our journey. On Leila Seder, we had a taste of what it means to be a malach. We had a taste of what it means to be a malach. And then comes the hard work, 49 days from the second day of Pesach. We go back to the bottom. We go back to being malach behemoth. All right, so we go back to... That's who we are, which is the base course, human being with his body. But we go, we shtai from day to day to day to day, all the way back to becoming a malach by Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we want to become again a malach. And that is our journey, the journey of our journey, our journey of our sira. Can I just share with you in the last 2 minutes a beautiful mashal, which I had a sefer in my place to hold on to, and I saw this beautiful mashalim. I can't resist, I must say, this mashal, it'll tie up in a certain perspective. But the Dubna Magid himself, the Dubna Magid says, he brings the psukim, he asks the kasha, it's a Dubna Magid on the Hatar of Tzav. The pasuk in Yirmiyah Zayin, Ki loy di barti es aveseichem elo tzivisi beyoim hoitzi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim al divrei oilo zevach. I didn't talk on the day of Yitzis Mitzrayim about oilo zevach. I don't want to hear about, I didn't speak about korbanos. What then? Ki im hadova hazeh tzivisi esam leima what? Shimu b'koyli v'yisem lochem leilekim v'atem tiyu li lom. She says, that's not the message. The message is these words. Delete the whole sefer Vayikra. 50 days later, the Torah is given with all the details. So what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's the Navi saying? A beautiful mashal. Briefly, he says somebody made up with a contractor to build him a beautiful house. So many square meters, so many rooms, and so on. And they made a contract, what the price is going to be, when it's going to be done, and what the size, what it's going to be, what type of house it's going to be. That was the deal. Close to the time, they made a more detailed contract. They said how many doors are going to be, how many windows, how many all different types of walls, all the bricks. They spelled out all the very detailed contract. The contractor comes back after a short time, and he shows him, look, and lying there, all the windows there, beautifully made windows, beautifully walls, all the beams, but he didn't put them all together. The contract says I should make all these items. So here, I've worked hard, all the items are here, put them together, that's your business. The contract says. So the gentleman says to him, the second contract has the details, but the first contract says build a house. Windows and doors, it's not a house yet. You've forgotten the main point of the first contract. Says the Dublin Magid. But Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, the message is Tavnus Al-Ahor Hazeh. The message is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This message, the Yisan Hevel Lekim Atzati La'om. Details, I'm not ready for details yet. Later on, when they reached the sophistication after 50 days, they reached Matan Torah, they're ready for Oil of Azavach. But some people say, the Magid says, people sometimes forget. And they're so busy with the details, and they forget the main point. The main point is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul. So that's the message. The message is that the Navi is saying, the main message is what you heard in Sistra Yisrael when you weren't yet developed. So let me just finish a little thought I had. It's interesting, many ask this question. The Sirus Ha'oimah is from the Minchas Ha'oimah to the Minchas Bikurim. So why is it that we focus Hayom Yom La'oimah? Why are we focusing on the Mincha of the Oimah, the Mach Behemah of Mincha? Why not focusing on the Michael of the Mehemah? Perhaps we don't want to lose focus. Of course, we want to be sophisticated. We want to reach the Madrega. We've got the Madrega Malachim. But before we're ready for that Madrega, don't forget the main point. The main point is to be a nation, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. So we're counting from Minchas Oimah to Minchas Kurim. We should be zoich to use these days of opportunity, days of steiging, days of using them well, and we should be zoich, like we say, twice daily, and indeed we should live it. And Yeshua Mekech Mashiach, it says that's from Eretz Yisrael, Lios Lochem Leilohim.
Amen.